Tell us a little bit about the risks of fasting when you have diabetes.
So, you know, patients with diabetes, they suffer from specific risks related to fasting, mostly related to dropping in their blood sugar during the fasting day, which what we call hypoglycemia, or the opposite, actually, when blood sugar goes too high, like hyperglycemia. There is a serious risk, especially for type 1 diabetics, which is diabetic ketoacidosis, where blood sugar goes too high. And in those scenarios, patients actually need emergency treatment. They have to go to the hospital and be treated there. There are risks, of course, related to dehydration because, you know, a fasting day can be between 14 to 17 hours, depends on the season. And with dehydration, blood pressure drops, patients are at higher risk for falling and fainting. And there is also a risk of acute kidney injury, especially for people with diabetes and chronic kidney disease.
And so do you, I mean, at what point do you say it's just not safe for you to fast?
So most of the time I encourage my patients to see their diabetes specialist or their family doctor within the period of 3 months before Ramadan to do like a risk assessment, look at their control, type of medications they are on, type of diabetes they have, to do what we call risk stratification, to see if they are at high risk for those complications or if fasting is actually safe for them. So I would say type 1 diabetics, those typically are discouraged from fasting. And if they insist to do so, they have to be monitored very closely. Patients with very poor control of their diabetes also are discouraged from fasting. And, you know, any unstable health condition related to diabetes or other chronic diseases within the 3 months prior to Ramadan, also those patients are discouraged from fasting.
If someone does have diabetes and gets the green light from their doctor that yes, you can fast, how can they manage insulin and blood sugar levels without eating or drinking through the day?
Again, that's the importance of counseling prior to Ramadan, where they need to have that conversation with their doctor. I have to say most of medications are either once daily or twice daily. And in Ramadan, we have two meals. We have the pre-dawn meal early in the morning, around 5:30 these days, and the sunset meal, which is around 7:40 to 8 as the month goes on. So we have two meals, so we can divide the medications, you know, for those two meals. Some medications, they pose a higher risk than others for low blood sugar. So we tend to either cut the dose for those medications or change it to a safer option. And I have to say, you know, in the diabetes world, we did come along long ways with many newer medications that's much faster and, sorry, much safer than what we used to have in the past.
How much of this is a conversation that you hear frequently during Ramadan amongst Muslim patients who are dealing with these questions?
So, you know, we are fortunate in our clinic. I work at Primary Care Diabetes Support Program at San Jose, and we launched a Ramadan clinic actually back in 2014, where we provide this service to the Muslim community, and we always have those conversations with our patients 3 months prior to Ramadan, and we encourage family doctors or endocrinologists, if they're not comfortable having those conversations with their patients, to send those patients our way, and we help them with advice, medication changes. And we actually keep a close eye on them in Ramadan with a remote support program where they can email us or call us for questions during the fasting month.
Mm-hmm. Do you fast?
course, I do.
Yeah. Yes. And so what does that mean for you? How do you practice that? And, you know, it's a question we ask Muslims all the time. How do you go about your day-to-day life when you've got this on your mind?
I have to say, nothing big changes in my life during the Ramadan. I go through my day as usual. I am someone who eats breakfast every day. That's very important for me. So that will be shifted to half an hour or an hour earlier, pre-dawn, and I eat my breakfast or my meal and drink my coffee and just carry on with my day.
Life continues.
Yes, 100%.
Okay, Dr. Bakir, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
That is Dr. Mirvat Bakir. She is a family doctor in London who also works with the Primary Care Diabetes Support Program.